みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 20. The Japanese particles ga and no are a dream come true.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hello and welcome to the Particle Lesson Series at JapanesePod101.com. My name is Jessie and I'm joined here by...
こんにちは、ナオミです。Hello, Naomi here.
In the previous lesson, you learned more uses of wa and ga. Can we hear an example?
はい。キリンは首が長いです。
Giraffes have long necks.So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the particle ga and no in relative clauses.
This lesson's conversation is between an old lady and a man.
そうです。おばあさんと男の人です。
Where does this conversation take place?
You'll find out in a dialogue.
Oh, okay. So listen carefully. In the Learning Center, you can review the particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
はい。問題は私が作りました。
Naomi Sensei made those questions for you.
はい。
So please go to the Learning Center to check out the questions and let her know what you think of them.
よろしくお願いします。I'll be waiting for your comments.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
あなたが落とした傘はこの銀の傘ですか？それともこの金の傘ですか？
違います。私の落とした傘はピンクの傘です。
あなたは正直ですね。ではあなたに銀の傘と金の傘をあげます。
ああ、夢。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
あなたが落とした傘はこの銀の傘ですか？それともこの金の傘ですか？
違います。私の落とした傘はピンクの傘です。
あなたは正直ですね。ではあなたに銀の傘と金の傘をあげます。
は、夢。
今度は英語が入ります。
あなたが落とした傘はこの銀の傘ですか？
Is the umbrella you lost this silver one?
それともこの金の傘ですか？
Or is it this gold one?
違います。私の落とした傘はピンクの傘です。
No, the umbrella I lost was pink.
あなたは正直ですね。
You're very honest, aren't you?
では、あなたに銀の傘と金の傘をあげます。
Well, I'll give you both the silver and gold umbrellas.
ああ、夢。
Huh? It was a dream?So it was a dream. 夢だったんですね。
うん、そうみたいですね。It looks like it. This story was inspired by The Honest Woodcutter.
I wonder if our listeners are familiar with this.
Oh,
it's sure. actually an old fable, also known as The Golden Axe and the Silver Axe. So what the story is a woodcutter drops his axe into a pond, and a water spirit offers him a silver axe and a golden axe, asking if they belong to him. The woodcutter answers no, saying that his axe was a regular one, and the spirit is impressed with his honesty and ends up giving him both the golden and silver axes. Mm. What's the Japanese title?
金の斧、銀の斧。
The golden axe and the silver axe.
Yeah, because 斧 is axe. We also call it 正直な木こり。
The honest woodcutter. So if you weren't familiar with this story, listen to the conversation again. Now it should make more sense.
そうですね。
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use particles が and の in relative clauses.
First, I think we should explain what a relative clause is.
Good idea. So a relative clause gives additional information about a noun or a pronoun. In the phrase, he's the man who saw you, the who saw you part is known as the relative clause. In another example, in the sentence, here's the letter that I wrote is the relative clause. So in English, relative clauses come after the noun and contain a relative pronoun or adverb, such as who, which, where, and so on. In Japanese, though, relative clauses come before the noun, and there's no relative pronoun or adverb in between the noun and the clause. So let's show you what we mean with some examples. So Naomi-sensei, how do you say the letter I wrote?
私が書いた手紙。
So let's break this down.
私が書いた。
I wrote.
手紙。
Letter. So notice that in Japanese, the relative clause comes before the noun it modifies.
And there's no relative pronoun between them.
Let's do one more example. The person I met.
In Japanese word order, that would be I met that person. So, 私が会った人。
And this means the person I met. Did you also notice the subject in the relative clause was marked by が? What I mean by that is that it's not 私は書いた手紙, but
私が書いた手紙。
So please remember that the topic or subject in this relative clause is marked by the particle が and not わ.
In the dialogue, the man said, あなたが落とした傘はこの銀の傘ですか?
Is the umbrella you lost this silver one? Can you change this question into a statement to make it more simple?
はい、sure. あなたが落とした傘はこの銀の傘です。
So let's break down this sentence.
あなた、
you,
が
marks the subject and a relative clause.
落とした
dropped
傘
umbrella. So far we have
あなたが落とした傘
the umbrella you dropped. And then what do we have next?
わ
the topic marking particle.So that means that
あなたが落とした傘
The umbrella you dropped is the topic of the whole sentence. After that, we have
この銀の傘
This silver umbrella
This
The copula. So literally, as for the umbrella you dropped, this silver umbrella is. In more natural English, the umbrella you dropped is this silver umbrella.
Please notice that it was あなたが落とした傘 and notあなたは落とした傘。
Let's hear one more example sentence.
私が働いている会社は小さい。
The company I work for is small.
Since は is the topic marking particle, 私が働いている会社
The company I work for
is the topic of the whole sentence.
And 私 is the subject in the relative clause, so it was marked by が。
Here's something helpful to know. The subject in a relative clause can also be marked by の.
So that means you can say 私の働いている会社?
Right. 私の働いている会社は小さいです。
The company I work for is small.
ジェシーさんと私の働いている会社はイノベーティブランゲージラーニングです。
The company that Jesse and I work for is Innovative Language Learning. So now, can we hear what the lady said in the dialogue one more time?
Sure.私の落とした傘はピンクの傘です。
The umbrella I lost was pink.
Right. You can say either 私の落とした傘 or 私が落とした傘。They're both fine.
In this lesson, we went over particles used in a relative clause. Now it's time to recap this lesson with a quiz. I'm going to read an English sentence, and your job is to choose the best Japanese translation from the choices provided. Are you ready?The sentence is, the person I saw. 1.
私は見た人.
2.
私の見た人.
And the answer is?
2. 私の見た人。
The person I saw. So the subject and the relative clause needs to be marked by の or が.
So both 私が見た人 and 私の見た人 are correct. But not 私は見た人.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. In this series, each lesson builds on the previous lesson. So make sure that you master this lesson before you go on to the next one. We covered a lot of information in this lesson, so don't hesitate to ask us any questions you might have.
Leave us a comment on this lesson and we'll get back to you.
Yep, come visit us anytime.
じゃあまた。
See you next time.
あなたが落とした傘はこの銀の傘ですか？それともこの金の傘ですか？
違います。私の落とした傘はピンクの傘です。
あなたは正直ですね。では、あなたに銀の傘と金の傘をあげます。
ああ、夢。